Om Shanti.
So we'll revise today's Avyakta Murli. In the epic Ramayana, there's a very beautiful story about Hanuman. It so happens that Hanuman, when he comes to Lanka to give that ring, so he knows everything about Lanka during that visit, and later on he comes again. So whilst there was a battle going between Ram and Ravana, so Hanuman once entered into the palace of Ravana, and it is written that there was one pillar in the palace of Ravana, and inside that pillar one weapon was hidden, and only with that weapon Ravana could be killed. Such description is there in one of the Ramayanas. So that Hanuman enters and he takes the guise form of an ordinary monkey, and he enters that palace. He breaks that pillar and takes that weapon and is running away. So Mandodari, who is there, she tries to tempt him. She tells him that monkey, oh monkey, please come, I'll give you fruit. Please give me, because Mandodari knows that this was a very clandestine, very secretive thing. Nobody knew about this, that there is a weapon which is hidden in the pillar, and only with that weapon Ravana could be killed. So Mandodari knew this, and Mandodari, when she sees that this monkey is running away with that weapon, so she tries to tempt that monkey and tells that monkey, monkey, please come here, I'll give you this fruit. Because usually monkeys are fond of fruits. So suddenly that monkey turns, he takes his original form, and Hanuman, he takes the form of his original Hanuman form, and Hanuman says, "Ki I have got the wish fulfilling tree of Rama, and I eat only of that tree. So no matter whatever temptations you give me, I am not going to eat any one of your fruits, because except Ram, I am not interested in anything of this world." This is one event in the life of Hanuman. Second, there is yet another event in the life of Hanuman. Once he was asked, what is the time of the day? He says, I don't know anything about the day. He says, except Rama, I don't think of anything. I don't know what is the planet state like, what is happening, what is the nakshatra, what is the graha. I am not aware of anything. Except Rama, I don't think of anything else. So Hanuman is said to be the greatest and the staunch devotee of the Lord. If you look at his life, everywhere he is so much devoted. He had none else in his heart except Sri Ram, except God. So in today's Murli, Baba has mentioned about Hanuman. You all are Mahavirs. Mahavir is a one who doesn't belong to any other person except one father. Such one-pointed devotion, such dedication Hanumana had, and such is the description given in the scriptures that Hanumana was the messenger of God. He was the one person who risked his own life so many times. He was the most intelligent of all the messengers, and he was the one who had the highest love for Sri Ram. Even there is a one incident described in Ramayana, when Rama and Lakshmana, they are walking, and for the first time they see Hanuman. Rama mentions to Lakshmana that, look at him, he is Hanuman, my devotee, and I love him, and he loves me more than you. That's what Rama says, just to incite Lakshmana, that this is a person who loves me more than anyone else. So Hanuman had that sort of devotion. Baba is saying, you are Mahavir. Mahavir, the definition of Mahavir is that you do not remember anybody except one God. The definition of Mahavir is that for you, Baba is the world. In the world, two things come, things and persons. So you do not think of any other person than Baba. You do not think of any other thing than Baba. That thing includes all the attainments. Prapti. You have got happiness, you have got peace, you have got everything from Him. So there is no need for going to any human being, any person of this world. Because out of your own experiences and what Baba is saying, you come to this conclusion that nobody can be your permanent support in this world. No matter who that person is. When you make God alone your everything, you are Mahavir. You start receiving His help. Your stage starts rising in your stage. So that is the first point from today's Murli. We need to remember all the time that I am Hanuman. I am God's messenger. I am the one He tore apart His heart, His chest, and inside there was God, there was Rama. That is the sign of Hanuman. That is His devotion. That is His one-pointed dedication. So, do I have such one-pointed dedication? Am I like Hanuman? Have I become like Hanuman? So that is... Hanuman, I am just talking, Baba is just giving examples from the scriptures. It is not the question of who will go where. Baba is just from the Dwapar Yug, from the Copper Age. There are so many, all the scriptures are written. Baba is saying, now when you play your part like that of a Hanuman, you will be remembered in the path of devotion. He is your memorial. He is your Yadgar. People remember Hanuman. There are some staunch devotees of Hanuman. They remember Hanuman more than Sri Ram. So, because of His dedication. So, they are just our memorials in the path of devotion. So, our devotion to Shiva Baba should be like Hanuman's. He was ready to do anything for Him. Anything. If you just study Ramayana, right from the time, He was the most intelligent. It is He who took Him first of all to Sugriv. It's He who first of all, when Sugriv forgotten that He has to help Rama, it is He who reminded Sugriva about His own promise, about Sugriv's promise. So if you see the entire chain of Ramayana, you will see His important part everywhere. So, and He calls Himself servant of Sri Ram. There are five types of devotions. First is Shanta Bhakti. Shanta Bhakti is when you feel that He is God, He is the Lord of the universe and you are His children. That is the first. Second is Dasya Bhakti. Dasya Bhakti is when He is your master and you are His servant. Third type of Bhakti is Vatsalya Bhakti. Vatsalya Bhakti means like Yashoda and Sri Krishna. You feel that God is your son. Then Sakha Bhakti. You feel that God is your friend, Sri Krishna and Arjuna. And then there is a fifth type of bhakti which is known as Madhura Bhakti. Madhura Bhakti is when gopis and Sri Krishna, Meeras and Sri Krishna, Radha and Sri Krishna, where you feel that God is my beloved, where you feel that God is my servant, husband, where you feel that God is my bridegroom, my beloved. So these are the five types of bhaktis which are described. Out of those five types, Hanuman represents that Dasya Bhakti, where he had the feeling that he is the eternal servant of the Lord. He is servant of God. So he had that feeling of Dasya Bhakti. So these are the five types of devotion. Coming back to Murli. So our first Swaman, first self-respect from today's Murli is that we are Mahavir. We are Hanuman. Destroyer of obstacles. That is first. He is known as Sankat Mochan. He is the one, whenever any danger comes, any situation arises, he is the one who will ameliorate that situation. So that is first. Second point from today's Murli, Baba is talking with double foreigners and here he has said a very, very beautiful things. And that I think I am going to focus this point today more. Baba is talking with double foreigners. He is saying that you are loving souls. you are cooperative souls, you are those who have got enthusiasm in service and zeal and zest in service, you are those who are powerful souls, and powerful souls are those who are destroyer of obstacles, and destroyer of obstacles you can become. When you become, you get seated on the heart throne of Bab Dada, and then Maya cannot come near you, and then for this you need to have combined form. If you have combined form with Baba, then you experience all relationships with him. So experience of all relationship with one father. Baba has said very beautiful things. If you keep on hearing the same thing, or if you keep on reading the same thing or doing the same thing, you become unhappy, depressed, or boredom comes to you. If you keep on doing, even for that matter, if you keep on reading Murli, keep on reading same Murli, many times you get bored. If you keep on listening same Murli, many times you get bored. So that is why you want entertainment, spiritual entertainment. What is that entertainment? To have different relationship with Bab Dada. This will give you cheerfulness, this will make you happy, this will bring back enthusiasm. So how many relationships we should have with Bab Dada? In all, how many? Tell me the list now. It depends on our need. So, wherever the time arises, as per the time or situations, we should have to forge that different relationships with Father. I was thinking today morning and I made the list of 84. 84 different relationships with Baba. So what are those 84 different relationships with Bab Dada? This is a separate topic, and I think we will focus only on this. Murli is about ascending stage and descending stage. Ascending stage, what happens? You are full of happiness, you are full of joy, you are full of all attainments. Whenever there is ascending stage, you have all attainments, you are very close to Bab Dada, you experience his company, you are filled with power, you are destroyer of obstacles, you have long lasting experience of all attainments. This is the ascending stage. Descending stage is exactly opposite of that. You don't have experience of attainments, you have the feeling that you had got something and then you lost something. This is in the descending stage. And to reachieve, to reclaim that your fortune, you have to give extra attention and you have to give extra, you have to do extra effort. This is about, Baba talked about ascending and descending. Baba also talked about that it is there in the drama that you will descend down. You will descend down. It cannot happen that circumstances, papers, test papers will not come to you. They all will come to you, but you have to remember two things, Sathi and Sarathi. He is your companion and you have to remain detached observer. Second thing, big things and small things. You don't try to make big things. You don't try to make small things into big things. Don't turn a mole into a mountain. And if what you have to do is, you have to, otherwise you spread this in the atmosphere. What you have to do is, you have to turn bigger thing into smaller thing. Means, you have to check, you have to change, you have to apply full stop, and then you will have full stock, and then only you will be having, you will be able to have full inheritance from Father. This is in short about entire Murli. We will expand this and we will go into detail of this Murli in the evening class today. And one more thing, Baba is talking with Dadis. He's talked about right hand and left hand. He talked about fruit of effort and fruit of instant and practical food. But he talked about train, where it has got it. The train sometimes derails when you don't follow Srimat and determination. These are the two things, two rails. So these things are necessary. Baba also talked and described about the last stage of Brahma Baba, how he was. He was destroyer of obstacle. He was absolutely detached observer. He was destroyer of attachment. And he had that vision of similarity for everyone. And he just left the body just as the snake goes out and gives up the old skin, or the bird gives up the body, and in front of your eyes he just flew away. So this, in short, if you see the Murli, there are few divided into few parts, like who are the right, who are the left. Two things. What is the fruit of without labor, and fruit of easiness, or you can eat that fruit, instant and practical fruit. fruit. Then he talked about ascending stage and descending stage. And then he talked about the three different group of children. In that, there are those who take birth with effort. There are others who take after birth. They make effort, and there are third stage who don't make any effort. They lead a very easy and constant yogi life. That is the third stage. Baba has called first number and second number as Kshatriya, warrior. Okay. So in this way, Baba also described our, as I said, last stage of Brahma Baba. Baba talked with double foreigners, and he described how to bring newness, creativity in your life, and at last about Mahavir. So now we'll come to that 84 different relationships with Bab Dada. So we'll start with A. We'll begin our journey from A to Z. A means he is our first of all, he is architect. He is the architect of my life. Shilpakar. In Hindi, he is known as Shilpakar. Architect means the one who builds edifices, palaces, big buildings. So our life is as if an edifice, a building. So he is the architect of my life. First is architect. Second is alchemist. He is alchemist. Is alchemist. Alchemist is a person, he is expert in converting chemicals. He is expert in chemicals, and mostly alchemist is a word which is used. You must be knowing about the book, The Alchemist also. Finds of new things, plus he is the one who is searching how to convert, how to find that philosopher's stone. Something related to that. So he is the person who is expert in chemicals. He is the one who is expert in bringing about transformation. Alchemist means who brings transformation. So he is the alchemist of my life. So you sit in Amrit Vela and imagine that he is the architect of life. He is the architect of my life. And he is the alchemist. He will bring about, he will pour new chemicals into soul. Chemicals of divine love, chemical of purity. All these things he will pour into the soul and we will change. So, alchemist, architect. B. B for? Boatman. He is my boatman. My life itself is a boat. And he is steering it. And he is the one who is moving me forward. This kashti, this boat of my life. You imagine, this is not I am telling just for the intellectual purpose. Imagine this. You, Amrit Vela, you imagine that there is ocean and I am sitting in the boat. That boat is my life. And he is sitting there as a boatman. He is the kevat, as described in Ramayana. He is the kevat. He is the unlimited kevat. He is steering my boat. Oars are in his hands. And he is taking my ship, my boat, ahead. So he is boatman. B for boatman. B for bestower of fortune. He is bestower of fortune, and he is bestowing fortune upon me. He is bestower of blessings. And he is bestowing all the vardata. He is bestowing all the blessings upon me. B. B for bargainer. Saudagar. He is the great bargainer. I am making a bargain with him. So whenever you sit in yoga, imagine that a bargain is going on. So he is the bargainer. B for? Barber. He is my boss. But we have included this point in master. Master or boss. So B for? He is my beloved. He is my beloved. He is my beloved. Then B for? That is different, partner. That is different. B for? No. That is there, of course. That is there, of course. We'll gradually first complete the list, and then we'll come again and we will fill up the gaps. So B. Then C. C is? He is? He is my caretaker. He is my child. This is an important thing. There are 8 main relationships. Out of that 8, one is beloved and this is child. So he is my child. and he is my caretaker also, you can say. So he is my child. Then he is my companion. We are going to take in different word, yoke fellow, because on Y there is no other word. Because we want every alphabet to have something. So Y means yoke fellow. Y, okay, yoke is that burden. Yoke fellow means the one who is your companion. So Y is yoke fellow. So don't put that here. Otherwise we'll have nothing for Y. A, B, C. D for? He is? No. No doctor. Because we are taking all the specialist. He is my... Okay, you child, it comes. Child means son and daughter both. D for? He is my driver, okay. D for driver. This I had not thought, but you can add this. D for driver. Then? D for? D for? Director. D for director. He is my director. I am the actor. So I have to ask everything to my director. How am I acting correctly? Is there some improvement? Do you want some improvement in my action? Is this movie going on well? So he is my director. He is my, what you said? Yeah. Driver. He is my? What you said? Choreographer. That we have included in script writer. S. He is our script writer. Okay, script writer and choreographer almost same. Next. This is D. A, B, C, D. E. E for? E for? There are two things in E. One I am forgetting. But E means everything that you will include at the end. Last point is E. E means he is my everything. A, B, C, D, E. F for? Friend. F for? F for friend, F for father, F for father, F for friend, F for that we will take in companion, F for what faithful, that we will take in teacher, teacher will include everything, F for F for. Okay, we'll come back to that. F, A, B, C, D, E, F. G for guide. Gardener. G for guide. G for gardener. A, B, C, D, G, E. F for, F, G, H, H for? H for? Host. We are guest and he is our his host. Or we are host and he is guest. Okay, then H for healer. H for healer. H for herbalist. This word has come in Murli, herbalist. He treats us with his different herbs. And the greatest herbs, greatest Sanjeevani booty is Manmana Bhava. So, he is herbalist. He is then healer, herbalist and G-H-I. I for inspirer. He inspires me. Idol. Okay. I. Instructor. H for, I for instructor. He is my instructor. Inspector. Okay. I. J. J for? J for? Judge. J for he is my judge in bracket Supreme Justice in bracket Dharmaraj. So he is judge. Then J, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. K for? Kingmaker. K for? K for? K for? Okay, K. K. Next. K, L. L for? Liberator. See, we have to, these are the those points where we connect with him. We have to see him as a person. Don't say that he is this and no, we don't want objects. We want him as a person. So okay. So that will come in even judge, or you can even add here judge maker, lawmaker. Then he, L for listener, okay. L for nay, we are his lover, he is our beloved. L for okay, L I G K L M. M for he is our mother, he is our master. M for mother, master. M N. N for
maid.
He looks after you. Okay, maid. Right. M N. N for nanny. Okay. N for
nearest.
N. No. N. We'll come to it. No. N O. O for ophthalmologist. N for neurologist. O for ophthalmologist.
Operator.
N for O for O. P for purifier. P for protector. P for we are taking already mother father separately. So P for O P Q. Q for can you think of Q? Q for? That is troubleshooter we have taken. T for troubleshooter. Okay, Q. R for remover of sorrow and giver of happiness. R. Redeemer. Redeemer is somebody who frees you. Okay. Then R. S for sister. S for son. S for D for dermatologist also. C for critical care specialist also. C for cardiologist also. In specialties we are taking now. Okay. Then S for
surgeon.
S for surgeon. General surgeon. Okay. S T. T for troubleshooter. T for transplant surgeon. He does heart transplantation. One is general surgeon, another is transplant surgeon. T for transplant surgeon. S T U. U for afflicter. U V. V for Valentine. U V. W is watchman. W. X for Xmas Santa Claus. Xmas means there is another word for Christmas is Xmas. Christmas is also known as Xmas. So Xmas Santa Claus who brings different gifts. So you can imagine one morning that he is a Santa Claus, he has come by in that his all red clothes. And he is giving all gifts to us in at Amritvela. So X. Y for
yoke fellow.
Y. And Z for zeal booster. He boosts your zeal. So now I will tell you all the remaining ones. These are very good, all of them. We have missed anyone. First is architect. A for architect. A for alchemist. A for anesthesiologist. Before he does surgery, he gives her anesthesia. These are the three in A. B, we already said, what are the remaining ones? One is beloved, other is brother, beautician. He is the one who comes and he beautifies me. He is a beautician. B for bodyguard. He is our bodyguard. We said protector, but again we can add bodyguard. He is bridegroom, blacksmith. Luhar. He is blacksmith. He is bargainer, we said, the bestower of divine intellect. 36 qualities of Shiv Baba. One of them is bestower of divine intellect. Bestower of liberation and liberation in life. He is giving me that. Then C for, and then we already said bestower of fortune, bestower of blessing. And then C for child, C for cardiologist, C for charioteer. He is Sarathi. Okay. Then D. D is dietitian. He is my dietitian. He teaches me what to eat and what not to eat. So he is dietitian. D for director. D for dresser. He dresses me. He is dermatologist. He is diabetologist. Driver. So you can add driver. So that becomes 85 then. Okay, we will subtract some which is not very much relevant. Diabetologist. We had done a class on diabetes recently. Sugar is equivalent to your ego. So he controls that with his instrument feeling. He treats you with insulin. Then E for everything. E for ENT specialist. What to hear? E N T. What to smell and what not to smell. and what to speak. F for father, F for friend, F for fortune teller, Jyotishi. He is fortune teller. G for gardener, guide and goldsmith, sonar. H for husband, did we say? H for husband, H for healer, H for herbalist, H for historian. He is telling us all the history and geography of this world. So he is historian. I for intensive care specialist, infectious disease specialist. There is a separate thing, is infectious disease specialist and inspirer. He inspires me. J for judge and J for jeweler. K for kingmaker and keeper of records. There is a profession, keeper of record, record keeping, MRD section, record keeping. So that is known as keeper of record. L for laundryman, dhobi. L for lifeguard. If you are doing swimming and if you are about the one who teaches you, he is known as lifeguard, who saves you while drowning. M for magician. M for magnetotherapist. M for master and M for mother, we said. N for neurologist. N for nutritionist. He teaches you about the value of nutrition, which nutrition you should change, chop, chini and all that. He is N for nurse. When you are sick, he nurses you. He is N for nurse. O for ophthalmologist, oncologist and orthopedicians. When you suffer from emotional fractures, he treats, he applies plasters to those emotional fractures, orthopedician. When you have eye problem, when you can't see what is real and what is unreal, he is ophthalmologist. When you are blind, he operates on your eye, cataract of your eyes. He operates on the cataract of impure vision. Nagesh Bhai. Oncologist. When you suffer from cancer of parchintan, pardarshan, then he treats you. He is oncologist. Oncologist means cancer specialist. P for, he is a physician. P for, he is purifier. P for, he is philosopher, my favorite philosopher. Such beautiful philosophy he has given. He is the pilot of my plane. He is the pilot. He is the psychologist. He is the psychiatrist. I suffer from some mental disorders. Many mental disorders. Schizophrenia, depression. So he is the one who treats me for anxiety. Psychiatrist is different. P silent. Psychologist. He is my philosopher's stone, Paras Patthar. Then he is Q, quality inspector. Q means quality inspector. There are quality inspectors. So I, you don't put in inspector. Here we are putting. R is remover of sorrow and giver of happiness. Sukha karta, dukha harta. R is referee, empire. He is the one who tells you are out or you are not out. He is a referee. R for redeemer. Redeemer means liberator. R for radiologist. He is the one who is a radiologist. Who will give expert opinion what is there on your x-ray. We don't know what is there on the x-ray. Sometimes we misinterpret. He is a radiologist who is expert in interpreting x-rays, CTs and MRIs. S for, he is a Sadguru. Nobody told this. S for sister, S for savior. He is our savior. S for script writer, S for sculptor, Murtikar. S for supreme auditor. He is the audit. He is the supreme auditor. T for teacher. Anybody told?
No.
Teacher. T for troubleshooter, T for transplant surgeon. U for only one uplifter. V for Valentine. W for well-wisher and watchman. X mass Santa Claus. Y for yoga fellow. Y for yogacharya. Y for yogacharya. First we said teacher, another we said sadguru, and this is yogacharya. And Z last, 84th, zeal booster. He boosts my zeal. So now this is the first lesson of today's. These are the 84 different relationships with Baba. Now we are going to discuss this relationship in future classes. And we will try to understand how to establish all this relationship. First step is, first write down all these relationships. We'll send this on WhatsApp in the group. Okay. So try to take any one relationship and sit with him to bring newness. Otherwise, if you keep on saying, Baba said, if you think I am child, he is father, it's the same relationships. Think something different. Like, for example, he is kingmaker. A kingmaker is sitting, he is my Chanakya, I am his Chandragupta. He is turning me into a samrat. He is turning me into emperor. So So you have, there is some newness then. Or you take any such relationship, like he is a fortune teller. He is taking my hand, in his hand, and he is saying, oh, it looks, you are going to come in 108. It looks from your line. Then you just wonder, oh really? I am going to come. What else I should do? Then he will tell you, you do this, you do that, then I will be very much encouraged and stimulated to do. So look at him as a herbalist sometimes. I have gone to all the allopathic doctor, nothing is working. All the, I have gone from pillar to post, from different bigger hospitals, specialists and everybody, nobody is diagnosing me. Now I go to herbalist in some village. And that herbalist is just seeing, yes, from your pulse, it looks you take this herb. I take that herb and I am alright. So he is my herbalist. He is my cardiologist. I am suffering from heart attacks, heart failures, arrhythmias, and he is treating me. So you can take, we will try to take like this different relationships. Yeah? W for watchman and well-wisher. Well-wisher, Shubhachintak. He is my well-wisher. He is always thinking well of me. I don't know, but he thinks well of me. Uplifter, valentine, transplant surgeons, troubleshooter. In computer there is a troubleshooter. Whenever you have problem, go to troubleshooter. So I have a problem, now I see today him as a troubleshooter. So experiencing all the 84 different relationships with Father. This is a newness in today's class or this week. This is Amrit Vela's touching. This is Amrit Vela touching that I thought that let me think of him in different way today. No, now you have to experience it. This was just the theory part. Just the theoretic part. We have written down the things. Now you try to experience all of this. This is 84. If we think more, it can become 108 also. It can become. This is just thinking coming out from one small brain. But if many brains work together, it will become so many. So it's like that. Okay? So from today's Murli, this is the homework. Experiencing different relationships with one Father. Om Shanti.